With winter nearing. With winter nearing, I remember spring, a fickle March before my mother died. Her bed lay flush with window. Side by side, we watched another snowfall, wondering at all the forms a snowflake takes, like bone turned ash, like milkweed floss, like feather. Tonight they fell in tufts that clung together, but for a few who braved the fall alone. Heavy, wet, yet floating, it was night, the storm lit from beneath. My mother's room was lucky, disconcerting midnight gloom by posing drapes pulled wide above the light that advertised the roars below, where hearse and ambulance were trained to go. We watched the snow in halogenic awe, untouched, unbroken now by dietitian, nurse, aide, hospice worker, laundress, orderly, their squeaking souls no longer restless hounds that whined and sniffed at daylight doors. Their rounds unspooled at last, and so we lay there free. We lay there clumped and clinging, and we felt that we might never die, but only melt. Mendicant. Your house is the plainest of churches, yet how like a nun I find home there. I tiptoe so the wood absorbs my step, so that your ceiling, heaven high, won't broadcast echoes of my graceless gait. Rough wooden beams irrigate all dreaming here. Logs huddle tight against the empty hearth. Likewise, the daylight, muffled and oblique, worms furtively through windows fortified by stalwart iron traceries. Your halls, made slim by dusty breveries, stacked flush along their borders. Narrow, too, your bed. And yet what cosseted relief I find inside, this counterworld submerged in sepia. An old clock strikes its hollow hour somewhere, in a distant room I seek to leave unfound. On days you can't remember who she was, you disinter the pictures, you don't want to, then focus on benign peripheries so that the first contritenesses that haunt you will show themselves banal. Whatever happened to that armoire, that dishwasher broke down. I miss the velvet couch. I wish we hadn't let the thistle overrun the lawn. Entice your vision toward more pointed hints. Salute the crib, the changing table. Welcome a glimpse of diaper bag. Recall its scents of disinfectant, sour milk, and talcum. You deftly sidestep, what's she thinking here? And does she know it's me behind the camera? Yet trip on why such tangles in her hair? And did we never change from our pajamas? Retreat beneath the quilt her grandma made. Review the pop-up book, rewind the mobile. Respin the top, recoil within the bed. Re-nurse, re-sing, re-sigh, re-laugh, re-babble. And should you need to, build a sturdy house of quatrain stacked on quatrain, window-free at last. Live lyrically, your mind diffuse, all squinting rhymes and harmless frippery. Go, dear one, pile words one upon another. Form thick iambic castles if you wish. You have the right, love, you who were her mother, to veil what life remains in artifice. Sea change. Diverge from paths that wreck you needlessly. Heel sharply leeward, plow a new lane lit succinctly by synaptic part. Let me start again. That's all right. Thank you. This is a lot of words in a row. I didn't realize. I'm not sure what's going on in this. Yeah, it is really. Okay. Sea change. Diverge from paths that wreck you needlessly. Heel sharply leeward, plow a new lane lit succinctly by synaptic sparks that flit like fireflies in a miner's headlamp. See, like phytoplankton woken by the wake of midnight ships, your bioluminescence. However faint and mythical, its blessings enlighten every typhoon trail you take. How desperate, how brave you must become. Then, heart lashed to the groaning helm, how free. Redraw your chart by plankton light mid-sea, and mark in bold those routes that lead you home. Pep talks and promises, an alphabetized conversation between Hall's cough drop wrappers and Dove chocolate wrappers. Be unstoppable, be fearless. Buckle down and push forth, believe in love at first sight, just in case. Conquer today, break the mold, be extraordinary. Don't try harder, do harder, close your eyes and relax. Don't waste a precious minute. Decorate your life. Dust off and get up. do all things with love. Elicit a few wows today. Even small celebrations deserve a dance. Fire up those engines. Feel the sun on your face. Flex your can-do muscle. Forget the rules and play by your heart. Get back in the game. Get a good night's sleep. Get back in there, champ. Indulge your sense of amusement. Go for it. It's definitely a bubble bath day. Inspire envy. It's okay not to do it all. It's yours for the taking. Laugh, laugh, and laugh some more. Let's hear your battle cry. Listen to your heart and dance. March forward. Live in the present. Forgive your past. Nothing you can't handle. Live your dreams. Push on. Love like there is no tomorrow. Put a little strut in it. Send your best friend flowers. Put your game face on. Simply be rather than do for a moment. Seize the day. Sing along with the elevator music. Take charge and mean it. Someone is thinking of you right now. Tough is your middle name. Take time out for a catnap. Turn can do into can did. Think of every day as a Sunday. You can do it and you know it. Think without boundaries. You've survived tougher. You make everything lovely. You want the past to end already, but how do you expect to shake it? The fog tonight looks dark, feels deadly. Tomorrow, too, a tangled thicket, impervious to your machete. How can you know what map to draw unless you float above the earth? How can you know mid-Amazon what lies ahead? Yet you set forth your blindness pure, your end foregone. You only know the path you've known. Falls, rapids, doldrums, dysentery. In years of looking back for one who left you for a tributary, so slim, so quickly overgrown, she had to make the trip alone.